welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. It is Friday, and it is the 24th of February, and we have, of course, my son Matthew here. We're going to try not to interrupt each other, although we get kind of energized sometimes. I think I woke him up a little bit too close to showtime last time he was on 3 weeks ago. But Matthew, you have some brilliant analysis of what's going on. I saw the CPAP speech, which they've changed the title, I think, to TPAC, which is the Trump Political Action Committee. I think it's kind of funny. A lot of funny people on our side. Trump's cabinet's not fully assembled, but it will be. It's just being delayed by Schumer. Things are moving forward. What do you think, Matt, of what's going on and whether this will be positive, whether they'll complete it, or whether the other side, including globalists, will pull the pin on the economy or do something else?
My view of the whole thing is it's whoever's behind the scenes likes for all this conflict to be going on between these two different opposing groups, because they it's divide and conquer. If you can get the American people to see the other guy as the enemy, then you can control them both by manipulating both sides as controlled opposition.
Right.
And that's what this is all about. I mean, in my view, the entire anti-Trump protesting and anti-Trump finagling, it represents a delusional view of the man, where they think that he's the he's America's Hitler, right? Even though in reality, his personality type is just about the opposite of Hitler. Of the recent presidents, the most similar one to Hitler in personality was Clinton. So that's an interesting.
That's interesting. Tell me the analogy. And how is that?
The most similar Hitler was a mercurial person. He was, you know, a smooth talking, manipulative, somebody who always had the right thing to say. So was Hitler. He was the same way. Hitler was very manipulative, very mercurial, just like Bill Clinton. In fact, they both have about the same character type.
Well, that's very interesting, because a lot of people think of him always doing his speeches really loud and yelling and so on. And in actual fact, he was...
That's the way they did speeches back then, because before microphones existed, they had to yell. And he just developed that into a kind of dramatic, manipulative speaking manner. He was a great speaker, but, I mean, what he was is he was all talk. He would tell lies like crazy. I mean, Hitler was a huge liar. He told the German people... that things were going okay to the very end. And he, of course, sold them lots of bridges. Same thing with Clinton. Clinton is a liar.
Yeah, I see that Donald Trump as a businessman.
Trump is the opposite, right? Trump is a martial person. He's the opposite of a kind of smooth-talking liar. He's very blunt and direct.
Right.
And I think it's ironic that we're so softened in our current society that saying the truth, telling the truth in a blunt manner, is seen as more offensive and more frightening than lying to you, even though liars are quite often the more dangerous people.
Just like Hillary Clinton.
Like Clinton and like Bill Clinton. Bill
right.
Clinton is a huge liar.
Right.
You never know what the guy actually thinks, because he's such a liar, and he thinks he can lie his way out of any responsibility for anything. So,
right.
He's an antisocial personality as well. I think he's. I don't know how severely, but I think that in general, the mercurial person like him has some antisocial tendencies, and he's a really. He seems like he's done things before where he just doesn't care. He thinks he can. Like I said, he thinks he can just lie his way out of the consequences of anything. Whereas Trump is very blunt and direct and honest, and that to his personality, the way that he communicates with people, the way that he tells them what he thinks, suggests that he's a more honest and responsible person.
Right.
That he's more willing to take responsibility. He's also more of a cooperative person and more of a team-oriented person, because he tells people what he's going to do.
Which is why he's bringing all these business people right into his office. I think he had... 29 business leaders from major corporations. He's brought in the laborers that work on projects.
I'm not the White House. I'm not myself a huge, like, Republican or Democrat. I'm not a huge anti-Obama or anti-Trump person. I think, honestly, that if we look at the president that was most similar to Trump in personality, That would be Obama. Obama was also more of a team leader type of person and less of a smooth-talking manipulator the way that Clinton is.
But I don't see him as a team leader, accomplishing anything. The White House has never been open during
the 8 years. Well, the problem is that behind the scenes in Obama's presidency, you have all sorts of manipulation, including manipulation of him with propaganda. I think they're trying to do that with Trump now. They're also trying to feed him anti-Russia propaganda, for example.
I don't think it's going to work.
And they're trying to sabotage our relations with Russia by getting rid of Mike Flynn and so forth.
Yeah.
These people behind the scenes, they want world war, right? They're like,
oh, yeah, that's
they're
obvious.
Like Hitler or Stalin. They're total psychopaths that actually want to start World War III.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we get rid of them, they're going to eventually accomplish it because they're going to have somebody in power sooner or later that's going to go along with what they want. Someone like Clinton.
Right.
And some of these people are just stupid. Some of them are just delusional. Some of them are just evil, though.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them are option number three is the best, most likely option.
Well, I don't know. I think that evil people are often surrounded by naive and gullible people.
Of course they are. That's how they get away with it.
For every... it's kind of... They shift the responsibility onto the others that are around them.
Like President Cheney,
dupes.
He was the Dark Lord. They call him, believe it or not, his title in the George Bush Jr. White House was the Prince of Darkness, and he actually wanted people to address him. He actually pretty well ran everything.
I think Bush is a pretty evil person myself as well. I think he's a paranoid person and maybe stupid, but he's not. But maybe that's just an act. We don't know. I personally don't have a very high view of most of the presidents we've had since Carter. I think that they're all pretty bad, including Reagan. People like Reagan. I think I don't know why, because I think Reagan was a very dangerous person myself. Obama.
Well, I think there were some things he did that were good.
I think Trump and Obama are the best presidents we've had in decades.
Well, I have to disagree on the Obama thing because
yes, I know because you blame Obama for everything that
no, I don't blame him. Okay, without interrupting, let me just give you my take on Obama. Obama was, his education was paid for by a Saudi billionaire. Obama came here as a foreign student to Occidental University. Now, let me finish,
the stuff
Matt.
They say about Obama is
Matt,
the same kind of stuff
this,
they
this
say about
this
Obama.
One thing I wanted to do today is we're not going to interrupt. I'm just going to finish my statement on Obama. Because you made a statement, I need to respond to it. Obama is intelligent. He's not stupid. But he's been deconstructing America. We depleted our Air Force and our support people. We doubled the debt. He's opened the border and opened up the gates to... let me finish, okay? And I'll tell you when I'm done. When Obama came into office, he made all kinds of promises of hope and change. Now you have no hope, and all you have is change because... Let me finish. Because of the debt crisis he's created. So Obama is, without a doubt, the most incompetent and most evil president we've ever had.
Now, right.
Let me finish.
Okay, come on. It's the same kind of stuff.
Let me finish.
It's ridiculous.
These are open facts, okay? Our foreign policy has been a disaster. We've spent so much money now since Gulf War, and this, by the way, also goes back to George Bush Jr., so it's not just Democrats. I call demon rats and Republic rats.
You realize what we're doing here is we're having a battle between two different good guys. Somebody who is a nonpartisan Democrat and somebody who is a nonpartisan Republican are being treated like they're Stalin and Hitler.
No, I don't say that at all.
No, they're not at all.
No.
You know who's more like Hitler
no, what
and Stalin
I see about Obama
Bush
is laying
Clinton.
Let me finish. What Obama was doing is laying the groundwork for us to no longer be a nation. And Hillary Clinton would be in the third term, which would have completed the process probably by 2020. So as far as Obama goes,
okay,
I dismiss him as
Obama.
He had a pleasant personality. He was a good media person. If you met him, he'd probably be a guy that you could have a beer with or talk to.
He deported a lot of
I know he did, and he actually did a bunch
more
of stuff.
President
By the way, when he did things, the media gave him a pass, but they don't give Trump.
He wanted to deconstruct this country, but he actually was the most hardline anti-illegal immigration president we had ever.
I know he was better than Reagan. Okay, no doubt about that. But what I'm trying to tell you,
there's a difference between Obama's rhetoric and his party line and his actual actions. In his actions, I think that Obama was the most similar to Donald Trump in policies of any president we've had.
What actions? He had
Richard
the Trans-Pacific
Nixon.
Partnership he set up, which would have literally gutted our ability to have bilateral relations with any nation, and we would have the same power as a small Pacific nation in terms of the trade treaty.
You have to understand that Obama isn't behind everything
That's no, no, I didn't say he's behind it. I think he's cooperative.
And things he had direct control over, his policies were very similar to those of Donald Trump.
I don't think so.
His personality is also similar to Trump. He's a fiery person. He's a team leader.
No, he's much more smooth.
He's honest.
Listen,
He's not like that, though.
Yeah, but listen, let me give you the counter.
Bill Clinton is like that, right? No. Clinton is a liar.
No, Obama, I'm not saying... Listen, Obama is very slick. Obama, that's what the media fawned over him. Okay, so...
The media fawned over him when he first got elected because he was black, because they wanted to seem like
they were racist. Well, they still gave him a long pass.
That's all they... Look, then after a couple of years, they were saying that he was... It wasn't American, that he was this and that. They sabotaged it. They attacked him constantly, just like they're doing with Trump right now. Look, whenever the media goes after somebody...
I don't think that...
Whether it's the alternative media or whatever, you have to look... You have to think twice about what's being said, because as a rule, it means that evil pieces of crap don't like him.
Okay, now...
Evil people that are
let me give you a foolscap piece of paper.
Liars, slander, psychopaths don't like him.
Okay, if I give you a foolscap piece of paper and I show you all the things that Trump did and Obama did, they're not like each other. They're opposites.
No, they're not. They're very similar.
Now, he may have deported 3 million, but he didn't close the border, and he left it wide open to potential terrorists.
He did the closest of any president.
But the vetting process that they did was very bad, because that's why we had all this terrorism on American
perfect,
soil.
But I'm saying Obama, in reality, right? Forget about what Alex Jones might say about Obama, because he's an idiot, okay? And I can say that because we're not on his network right now. He's a moron. Alex Jones is an
idiot. Well, I agree with that, but I don't think they're that similar.
He hates Obama, but then he likes
I agree that one thing. He deported 3 million, which is a really interesting number, which you're right, that his rhetoric was different than his actions. I agree with that. But the problem is that he did actions like, for example, when you put a red line in Syria with the Russians, right? He never followed through on it. Okay.
The biggest problem with
he could have done something simple, which is basically chomp off their bank accounts, and that would have squeezed Russia really hard.
Here's a very important thing to realize here. The biggest problem I have with Obama's administration is their relationship with Russia.
That's the thing that bothers me most.
Incompetence with regard to terrorists.
Right.
They were completely incompetent with regard to ISIS. That's definitely true.
He wouldn't even call them.
You have to understand the reason why. Is because the entire intelligence apparatus that's supposed to be doing its job against terrorists is letting terror attacks happen, if not actually directing them themselves.
Directing and helping them, by the way.
Is fostering the growth of ISIS and is trying to do anything they can to sabotage the relationship between Russia and the U.S. So understand that this is not Obama.
So what you're trying to say is that he wasn't in control of the intel agency.
He was being brainwashed by as well, to think that Russia's got spies everywhere and Russia's trying
to... Well, maybe he was basically naive because he's a social organizer.
Prepare us for invasion or something.
Right.
It's true that Russia has spies all over the place, right? Russia is a very devious, militaristic country. They do have spies, like in Europe and the U.S. There's actually entire communities of Russian spies. But here's the thing. We do the same thing and worse.
Oh, no, I agree. That's why the comments
by... act like Russia's trying to kill us all,
Matt,
because they do something...
Let me make a comment agreeing with you. That's why when I saw the interview between O'Reilly and Trump, and then O'Reilly said, that Putin's a killer. I mean, they tried to kill Putin so many times, it's ridiculous. Like, probably dozens. And so if you're trying to kill him...
O'Reilly is also... Send somebody else, I'll say right now. Bill O'Reilly, I agree with him on maybe... 15% of what he says.
Yeah, exactly.
But the guy supported George Bush the entire presidency, despite the fact the guy was committing crimes and erasing our civil rights.
Exactly. O'Reilly belongs, like the Patriot Act and so on.
O'Reilly belongs in the trash can along with
Alex Jones. I agree. But listen,
O'Reilly,
but
Alex
here's
Jones,
my
just
comment.
Forget about those two.
Let me give you my comment that Trump made. He said,
he also thinks that the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki was justified. No sane person thinks
that. Yeah, I knew wrote that in his book, but let me give you...
No sane person thinks that nuking a bunch of civilians is the way to end a war.
I agree, but let me tell
only
you...
mad scientists.
Let me give you Trump's comment.
Something I want to talk about here in a second.
Okay, let me finish. Trump's comment was, I wouldn't say that we're perfect. In other words, he brought up the issue of Muammar Gaddafi, that both Hillary Clinton and Obama killed, who was actually collaborating and cooperating with us.
The stuff that happened under Obama, here's the thing you have to understand, is that literally... Some of the worst crimes that Obama's administration committed, like in Libya, were the direct responsibility of Hillary Clinton.
Right, and also were Victoria Nuland. Do you know that she actually boasted they spent $5 billion from the 90s to, at that time, a few years ago, to do regime change in Ukraine? And they put in four, and they did a they basically did a coup d'état and brought in this non-elected guy, Poroshenko.
I have to say that I agree with them on one thing, and that's that when you have crazy people in power, then you have to remove them by force. That's the one thing I agree with. The problem is that I think that they're the crazy people.
I'm just joking. Well, Poroshenko, they call him the chocolate king.
I'm being sarcastic.
I know, but the other two...
Because they want to remove Gaddafi from power because he's crazy. But they're crazier than he is.
Listen, you know what?
I'll tell you the things
about Gaddafi, a few interesting factoids. Hillary Number one, the social programs he had in his nation were better than any other nation in human history. Number two, he was a cross-dresser. This guy had a high IQ, but he cared about his people. But he was a strange guy. He dressed weird.
Look, I don't think Gaddafi was a great guy. I think Gaddafi was crazy, right? He was a lunatic. But the thing is, I don't think it was a good idea to get rid of Gaddafi. It's about realistic consequences.
Well, now you got 17...
The problem is that these people don't look at all at realistic consequences. Just like with the Angela Merkel and her crazy mass immigration going on in Germany.
In Germany, yeah.
Her orders to let in refugees with hardly, like, just to turn on the floodgates.
I don't think they had proper vetting at all.
No vetting. Millions of refugees.
Right.
Tens of thousands of potential terrorists now.
Right.
The German police estimating, like, there's 20,000 ISIS soldiers. 20,000 in Germany alone.
Right.
It's just insane. And all in the name of some humanitarian ideal, God knows. I mean, look, you know, when Jesus said that you had to be wise as serpents, you have to think about what that means, all right? A snake is an animal that lives for itself. It's a selfish, survivalistic animal, right? But what it represents is survival by looking out for yourself.
Right, like
America
first.
So when you're supposed to be wise as serpents, that means you have to actually look at what snakes do. They don't, you know, share their food with another animal because they might die if they do.
Right.
So that's the kind of thing we have going on here, is that we have to balance the dove aspect of ourselves,
right?
You know, with the serpent aspect. Like you have to be peaceful, but you can't be letting people move into your house with you because you feel sorry for them. Just doesn't work that way.
Right.
You'll kill yourself.
Well, what they would have been better done, and they actually worked out the cost, it would have cost about 1/11 the cost to make secure areas, rebuild homes, waters, and even, let's say, have internet so they could actually start doing business or building factories and safe zones in these areas. So I'm sure the people would have preferred to be in their own country rather than being, basically in a ghetto.
I don't want to be in Syria right now, but the thing is that if you want to solve the problem in Syria, what you would actually do is cooperate with Russia to get rid of the terrorists.
Exactly.
But they don't want to do that because they want to disrupt Russia, because this is all military strategy.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a callous, psychopathic strategy that doesn't give a hoot about the civilian lives being lost in the process, the devastation of entire countries. In other words, look, you talk about Gaddafi being crazy or Saddam Hussein. We have people in power right now.
You're talking about in our government.
In our government that are more evil than any of those guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like,
they're on the Hitler and Stalin level.
Okay. Let me make an interesting comment.
There with Hitler and Stalin.
Matt, let me make a comment here. I agree with you. What's going on right now is Trump is not going to telegraph this. This is one of the things that a social organizer like Obama did. He'd telegraph it, or even Hillary, that they were going to drop leaflets before they bombed the trucks that were taking the oil. When Trump says by next week they're going to have an overall plan, they're not going to tell him on what date they're going to eradicate these ISIS guys. And they are going to collaborate with Russian intel. So, guess what? Game over. If you're ISIS, the last sound you're going to hear is before you die. And by the way, Allah has run out of virgins.
ISIS is all over the place.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Trump's going to fix a lot of it.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Welcome back, and so Matt, the summary I would say is I'm happy about CPAC. I think that Trump is sort of stumbling to some extent in some of the choices. In fact, I want to get World Affairs Brief on to talk about this regarding McMaster and others. And again, although he wrote a book against the accepting the judgment of the president back then, some of the people that Trump has surrounded himself with are plainly tied to neocons or globalists, and we have to see whether or not Trump can maintain some kind of, as I say, herding cats isn't easy.
Yeah, what you have to look out for in general, this is something I want to explain here, is that the Antichrist is not just an individual person, it's a kind of person, and that kind of person is the ill-dignified mercurial person.
Right.
So, what that means is a person who represents the qualities of Mercury in a bad form, like a liar, a mad scientist, a teacher of false philosophy and delusional nonsense, a Pied Piper.
Right.
That's what this sort of person is. And you can see that people are indeed very often kind of subtly manipulated into going along with these these mad hatters or these mercurial lunatics. Either because of a feeling like they're being pressured morally, like it's immoral not to go along with the humane and refined ways of these delusional people.
Right.
In regard to political correctness, for example, not hurting people's feelings, not telling the truth, but saying what you're supposed to say as opposed to what's actually the truth. That's a negative mercurial thing right there.
Right.
The artificiality of of everything that in our society that's gotten out of control. Well, our destruction of the environment, our poisoning of ourselves with xenoestrogens and other chemicals. All this stuff is essentially like a collective mercury poisoning. All the materialistic intellectual stuff that we're fed constantly, meaningless information, just streams of information, it's all very mercurial. We're in a time in which the negative mercurial is getting kind of coming to a head. It can only get so crazy before it destroys itself.
Like I said before,
I think that people demonstrate their foolishness when they advocate things like the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, because that was the work of mad scientists, all right? That was not the work of our government in a democratic capacity. It was the work of a secret project put together by insane scientists.
And they wanted to see how it would affect people, too.
They wanted to see how it would affect people. That's the reason they dropped the bombs.
Right.
Because it was an experiment by lunatics to see what would happen. That's why they had doctors in there immediately, was to measure things.
Right. Now, the interesting comment we had the other day, Matt, they had Rob Roselli on.
People are so dehumanized. They're like aliens.
Yeah, let me make a comment agreeing with you.
Of just completely dissecting human bodies with a smile on your face mentality, you need to be in an insane asylum. All right. That's the case with a lot of these academics who are behind this crap like multiculturalism and cultural Marxism that we're going through right now. Similarly,
the cultural Marxism, same thing. Let me give you a comment here that agrees with you, and I'll let you continue.
Of the atomic bomb, you understand?
Right. Yep.
Philosophical version.
Hold for a second,
bomb,
Matt.
That should never have been invented. Is currently eroding our culture, destroying our borders, and harming us all subtly. And sooner or later, physically, it's going to hurt a lot of people through actual wars and terrorism. Because the inevitable result is going to be not just terrorism, but civil war.
Right.
Because when you disrupt the integrity of a culture to this degree, like what's going on in
Europe, right now, the culture has actually deteriorated. Just a second, Matt. I got a comment, and I want you to continue. Rob Roselli talked about this. He has a book called The Un-American Genocidal Complex. And I heard a funny comment that the you remember the comment made by Hillary Clinton, who talked about us being the irredeemables or the, what was the other term
she said? A basket of deplorables.
Deplorables. Okay, so now what we have is we have a basically someone with a wife beater shirt on, and we have a divorce between the deplorables and whatever the other name for the other group is, you know, the unmentionables or unreasonables.
Look, all this stuff like your deplorables, it's all the same.
But the polarization is very dangerous to the republic.
Yes, we shouldn't be polarized. We should just be honest.
Exactly. The problem is it's dangerous to the idea that there will be an America.
Out aren't Democrats and Republicans. It's just these crazy academic scientists and people like Hillary Clinton. They just need to get. They're the ones who need to go.
Exactly.
Not us.
Yeah. In other words,
not any people.
We're on break now.
Not any normal.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
A statement to make. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I want to say about the U.S., people think the U.S. is somehow immune to this kind of Hitler and Stalin activity, and or they have delusional ideas like it's happening because somebody's right-wing in their mind or left-wing. They see Obama or Trump, and they're afraid of them because of the people around them that seem extreme. But that's all thinking in an unrealistic way, thinking ideologically. People who want power aren't motivated by ideology. Get that straight, okay? You're not going to see the U.S. being taken over by white supremacists or even by some group of anarchist Marxists or whatever. What you're going to see is groups like that being manipulated by somebody who just wants power.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
And understand
yeah.
The U.S. is a very powerful country, and power is what these people want. And like they say, where there's a carcass, you're going to find vultures, right? The vultures are gathering around the U.S. trying to get... They see the opportunity to turn this and the European Union into the most terrifying dictatorship of all time. And they want that because they're insane. Understand that, you know, the normal people aren't the ones we have to go after, though. No matter what they believe in, it doesn't matter if they're left-wing or right-wing,
exactly.
Christian, Muslim, Jewish. It doesn't matter what religion they believe in or whatever. It matters that evil people, crazy people who aren't normal, are trying to get in power.
They use either.
They're the ones we should be going after.
They use a dialectic, right?
Yeah, we shouldn't be going after their slaves or their dupes. We should be going after them. Because they're the ones who are not normal. Right? They're the aliens.
Well, who are they? let's name them. Who are they?
Well, I don't want to name anybody, but I think you can figure out...
Categories
of people, okay? So I'm saying people who are so out there, right, they think it's a good idea to nuke some civilians, or it's a good idea to destroy an entire country as a geopolitical strategy against another world power like Russia. I'm saying, like, insane academics, insane political strategists, insane intelligence officers, people who are on the boundary of not even being human anymore because they're so crazy, right?
Right.
Total psychopaths living in a complete narcissistic delusion in which they are foolhardily ignorant of the consequences of their actions. People who should be in an insane asylum, right,
yeah,
are all throughout our politics and academia, the scum of society. See, here's the problem with, like, democracy is supposed to be about the people being in control.
Right.
But because of this endless urge for power, the scum of society have figured out a way to rise to the top so that the lowest of the low, the worst Americans, have been continuously finding their way into the presidency and into other high levels of power. But the worst, though, is not the presidency, because it requires, you know, lots of, you have to get elected to become president. But a lot of these unelected people in intelligence agencies, and even moreover, in academia, all right?
Right.
Academics that create these ideologies and that create these policies, some of the craziest people of all. Like the idea that you should, the plan to disrupt Russia by destabilizing the entire Middle East, that wasn't invented by a president, right? That was invented by crazy academics.
Right.
And these people think they can just sit there in their ivory tower.
So, and you find these on the left or the right, in other words, is what you're saying. Right?
They don't even have an ideology. They just want power.
Right. So, but they use either one.
Their ideology is just narcissism.
Right. In other words, it's a dialectic. They don't care if they're pushing a left dialectic or right.
Yeah. They just want power.
Right.
And they're evil as hell. So understand, these people are not worthy of being in the positions they're in. They forfeited their right to being in society. That's what I'm saying, is that we have to get rid of these people and not be fighting these stupid battles between one group of normal people and another group of normal people who otherwise are normal besides their stupid ideas.
Well, some of the things have gotten...
Besides the stupid beliefs they've been duped into believing by these evil creatures that are in these academic institutions and religious cults or whatever. Look at the Pope. The Pope's out here attacking the President of the United States. Unprecedented. Disgraceful.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing that might even lead to the end of the Catholic Church in the U.S.
Right.
Because do you think most Catholics are supporting what this horrendous Pope is saying?
No, and most normal.
How can you any more believe that this Pope is actually an infallible messenger of God? You can't. Because the things he's saying are treacherous.
Right.
To the United States.
They don't even make common sense.
And treacherous even to his own countries, even to not just South American countries, but to Europe, where he's located right now in the Vatican. He's talking about, he's kissing the feet of refugees as there are terror attacks going on right outside the Vatican City. And you know what? Sooner or later, he knows this, that Catholic clergy are going to be brutally slaughtered by Islamists because of these policies and because of this pseudo-humanitarianism that he's promoting. Other people in his own church are going to be killed, and what's he going to do? You know what I think he's going to do? Here's my prediction. Pope Francis, if he's alive by then, will, during the chaos ensuing from ISIS, because understand, ISIS has sleepers all over Europe, and those sleepers are just waiting to wake up.
Right.
When they wake up, there's going to be chaos. All hell's going to break loose all over Europe.
Right.
They're going to be killing Catholic clergy and Christians. They're going to be killing random civilians all over the place every day. Like, what they're doing right now is just a warm-up.
I think a year ago they had a Catholic clergy in a church in France.
They already had
France,
that. Yeah, that was just a practice.
Where they beheaded him right in front of his congregation
in
the church.
Yeah. Yes, that was practice. Yeah. You see? They already got it. They did one. They tested it out. You just walk into a church. Anybody can walk into a church, right? Because churches have wide open doors.
Right.
And then you just, you know, Allah Akbar, you chop the head off
of the pastor.
Of the priest as he's trying to give communion.
Right.
This is what's going to happen on a mass scale, all right? A mass scale in 5 to 10 years. And what I think is going to happen is this Pope, this coward, right, this jerk, this traitor, is going to just get in a plane and fly over to the U.S. or fly back to Argentina.
Yeah.
He's going to go back to Argentina, right? And he's going to set up the Catholic Church in Argentina. Oh, because it's not safe enough in Europe anymore. And I wonder why it's not safe enough in Europe. All right? So I guarantee you.
Well, it's part of a globalist policy.
I guarantee now, you that this... That this,
let,
this
me, let me make
this,
a comment. Last September,
this so-called Pope
I want to ask
you
a question.
To the U.S. or Argentina when this hell breaks loose because of his...
Stop for just a second, Matt.
...nonsense that he's promoting.
Here's a comment, okay? I want a question to redirect. Last September... We had the start of the 120th Shemitah year, and the Pope and Obama and 72 world leaders, it was not just the Pope and Obama, but all these world leaders agreed to an agenda called Agenda 2030. So what they're doing is they want to create a level of chaos so they can bring in whatever their next thing is.
Look, 2030, they are shooting way too far with that because you know what's going to happen is they're going to start World War III. Here's what I think is going to happen. The timeline of events.
Right.
If we don't stop these people, if Trump can't do it alone, right?
We have to,
as a people, we have to get rid of the lunatics who are trying to get in power. And if we don't, then 2024 to 2025, they will establish a dictatorship with totalitarian. They'll bring in all the surveillance powers they've already developed. They'll be watching everything you do. They'll force you to get implanted with a microchip and all that Mark of the Beast stuff that people are afraid is going to happen is going to happen in 2025. But that won't last long because once that power is consolidated in the hands of these idiots, they won't know what to do with it. And what they'll do what all lunatic dictators do, which is wage war.
Right.
Right. Once you have that amount of power in your hands, what do you want anymore? You already have all the power, so you want more power. And they go out. And they attack Russia, right? They attack some country, maybe some country on the border with Russia, maybe just Russia itself. That starts World War III, and then guess what? We all get destroyed, mutually assured destruction.
Well, I'll give you an example. Iran got the bioprep program from the Russian...
So what I think is...
So in other words, even attacking Iran could create a biological...
If they don't stop these people, right? If they don't succeed at stopping these people, what will happen is that rather than just them being eliminated... By being whatever rounded up, what we want to do with these people? Guess what's going to happen instead is that we're going to see the USA being obliterated.
Right.
I mean, like most large cities being destroyed, Russia being obliterated, and probably 2/3 of the population of the Northern Hemisphere die.
Right.
Within a matter of years because of the mass starvation.
And the coastal areas of China too, because they're sitting in Japan.
China will collapse because. So much of the world's economy depends on the U.S. Once the U.S. and Russia are both out of the picture and are struggling to rebuild themselves, all these foreign economies that depend on us will collapse, and they'll all go to war with each other, too. They'll all start destroying each other. Russia and China will start destroying each other. So the chaos will be incredible if we don't get rid of these people right now.
Okay, now let me ask you a question,
Matt.
My
warning is if we don't get rid of these people right now,
let me stop for a second.
Hillary Clinton-type people, Bill Clinton, these people need to go to jail,
Matt,
or whatever you want to do.
Let me ask you a question, okay?
Before they kill us all.
You were good at giving us categories. I'm going to name a couple of groups that I think are particular. Universities in the Western world, number one. A lot of these university professors, you'll call them out. Number two, a lot of bureaucrats that are actually non-elected. And people even within the intel agencies, a lot of these operatives are basically running a shadow government. They call it the deep state, right? And the deep state isn't just an American
deep state.
Just
look at the connections around Hillary Clinton. That's all you have to do. Just look at Hillary Clinton. Who's associated with her? Who funds her? And then you know what? You want to look on the right? Look at the people around George W. Bush.
Right.
All right? So that's all you have to look at. Who is behind Bush and who's behind Clinton? And that's when you know who you need to get rid of. And by get rid of, I mean Trump needs to get rid of them.
Right.
But the thing is, I don't think he's going to do it because he's already being accused of being Hitler because he wants to deport immigrants. They would definitely go nuts if he started, like, assassinating people or something like that. I don't know what or whatever, putting them in jail.
Because let me give you a strategy.
In my view, he should. All right. In my view,
Let me give you a strategy.
Not partisanly, right? It shouldn't be like, oh, I'm going after Democrats. He should be doing it to his own party and their party with regard to all these neocons, globalists, and all of these cultural Marxists, multiculturalists, all these, what I call it is Americanism, right? There's America, and there's the American culture, and there's the American government system, and there's Americanism is like the American version of Marxism.
Right.
It's a globalist ideology
exactly.
that just wants to spread America everywhere.
I agree. Right?
That's insanity.
That's insanity.
It'll destroy us. It'll destroy our country if we focus so much on having military activity all around the world and democratizing foreign countries that aren't even ready for it, don't even want it.
Right, exactly. Look, which is, by the way, one of Trump's comments.
Look, everybody in the project, the New American Century, all those people need to go to jail or kill. That's what I have to say.
Right.
And Trump could do it, but
okay,
I don't.
Okay, let me give you the strategy that might work, okay? And then I want to get your answer. Number one, the first most powerful thing we can do is we can freeze their bank accounts. Now, let me finish, okay? I'm just going to give you two or three bullets, and then I want you to respond.
Realistically, what's going to happen is we're either going to have World War III or we're going to have civil wars.
Let me finish my three bullet points, and then I want you to respond, okay?
Doesn't sound good, does it? Stop for a second.
Let me finish.
Prospects are very
Three bullet points, and I'm going to let you take over, okay? Number one, freeze bank accounts. Number two, send a Delta Force and arrest them. And bring them before a tribunal.
But understand, we're going to have, with this kind of a situation, these people are masters of mind control manipulation. They have...
They're more vulnerable than you want to believe.
They have, just like how Russia has people, you know, we talk about Russia having people inside our country that are secretly Russia, friendly to Russia. But you know what? A bigger problem is people inside our country who are brainwashed followers of globalism.
Right, exactly.
All right?
I agree.
People who will actually, and just lots of useful idiots who will revolt if Trump starts doing stuff like this.
So they're doing it already.
War is inevitable and should be started as soon as possible. And I mean civil war.
What kind of war?
I mean civil war should be started against the people right now.
Yeah, but we're not talking about a civil war against, like, the...
No, I'm not saying, but they will wage war as a reaction.
You're talking about a pinpoint war
where
basically...
They will wage war as a reaction. They will try to secede.
Okay, let me make a comment here.
And I think once you have the power, when you're in power right now, you have the opportunity to stop it all.
Okay, let me make a comment, and I want to hear your response, okay?
The U.S.
Let me give you a comment to respond to.
Yeah.
Why is George Soros living in upstate New York breathing our oxygen? Why are these people... Let me finish, though. Why are these university professors teaching globalism?
Exactly. We shouldn't tell
them. Why are we having politicians that are globalists?
Part of the Americanist ideology, not part of the actual American system or how it's supposed to work, is the delusional idea that you can, that it's a part of the American fabric to tolerate any ideology, which is simply not the case. Okay, freedom of religion and freedom of thought has to do with individual freedom. That does not mean the freedom to preach treacherous ideologies. That is an unlawful assembly. All right, it is not legal.
Right.
It's not legal for Islamists to get together and plot terror attacks. It's not legal for globalists to plot the takeover of the country either.
Yeah.
That is not a valid individual belief.
I agree with you. Yeah.
That has nothing to do with a civil right because it's not a citizen that has it.
Right.
It's a group. Right. And an organization does not have the same rights as an individual.
No, I'll give you an example of someone that
its aims are actually treacherous. Its aims actually are to overthrow the republic and replace it with some kind of dictatorship.
Let me raise an issue
with you. Which means they should be executed.
Let me raise an issue with you, Matt.
Yes.
Right before the nomination of Trump, there was one other candidate from Texas. Do you remember what his name was?
What? Rick Perry?
No.
What?
The other candidate that was from Texas... That had a pastor father.
What?
Do you remember who he was?
You're talking about Ron Paul?
No.
What?
No, and when they were doing the nomination at the nomination there.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay. Trump and this other candidate were in the last phases of the nomination. There were two men standing.
Okay, what are you talking about? What?
Well, you got to remember now, his wife was involved in writing and helping write the PNAC
document. Oh, you mean Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Right.
Well, obviously, yes, Ted Cruz's wife. Okay,
the PNAC documents. Yeah, I'm just trying to be a little bit
sophisticated. Right. Well, the way you said it, it's like, okay.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is right now he's lockstep, at least publicly, saying he supports Trump. But you got to understand there's a lot of people around Trump.
Ted Cruz is a lunatic.
Right.
And that guy just wants power. It's the same thing. He just wants power. And his wife, the stuff she's involved in, that just shows what he's really all about.
Right.
The guy's a liar. He's just pretending.
He's dangerous.
He's totally full of it. He's not at all what he seems to be, and that is proven by his wife's association. I don't care what you say, like, oh, it's just his wife, you know, it's just innocent. It's not innocent, okay? She's involved in globalism directly.
Well, that's why they did a preemptive attack on Melania.
And I think,
and the reason is they wanted to make sure that, people couldn't ask questions about Trump's wife, right?
If you want the U.S. to survive, and I mean physically, economically, and everything, survive the 21st century, you have to wage war on globalists right now. And I mean physical war.
I agree.
I mean, you have the arsenal now. You have the power. It's time to crack down on these people and destroy them. And that is the way to stop it.
Let me make one comment here, Matt.
Because guess what? If we don't do that, I guarantee you, 2025, look, I'm not going to be in
the bumper
city
coming
anymore myself. I'm going to be somewhere that's not going to get nuked. That's all I have to say.
Okay, I'll make a comment. Getting rid of these globalists and universities and bureaucrats and the government and the intel agencies is more important than getting rid of the felons that are criminal aliens.
It's more important than getting rid of ISIS.
And more important than getting rid of criminal felons even in America.
Yes.
That's how important it is.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
And only force will work. Only force.
You can't
discuss anything with them.
Yeah.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I guess we could take out of Matthew's interesting dialogue there. Things I agree with. Number one, we have three different types of enemies. One, we have the deep state enemies. that want globalism that will bring us to the brink of a thermonuclear war, scalar biological, chemical war, etc. They actually are at the top of the priority that we need to literally seize their bank accounts and arrest them everywhere, not only in America but around the world. Then we have, of course, the those people are in universities and intel agencies and the media and elsewhere in the political offices. And there are both parties, not just here, but around the world in different countries, like in Europe. And they include religious leaders, such as this current Pope, which is actually wrecking the Catholic Church. The next group of people are what I call the academics that are tied in with this system. They need to be dealt with, and we need to deal with them firmly, because they're actually poisoning the minds of young people and creating danger. And then finally, we have the group, what we call the extreme Islam, which are at least temporarily allied with the globalists. And like Trump says, he's going to eradicate them. Luckily, he's not going to telegraph his plans beforehand, like Obama, the social organizer, or Hillary Clinton, that would literally drop leaflets before they were going to bomb their trucks that are trucking oil to the G20 nations so they could have enough money to continue organizing ISIS, which, by the way, we trained with the Deep State CIA Academy, which is Blackwater Security, and the Israeli Mossad. Now, I know Israel's over here smiling and so on, but they're playing with fire, training and collaborating with ISIS. And the fact is, though, now they're in a danger because Iran is getting the nukes. And these are apocalyptic mullahs. And all these Islamic nations that used to think of Israel as the enemy now realize that Israel and America are their ally to keep them from being destroyed. Their cities could be targeted easily by Shiite mullahs and actually literally be nuked. So what I see happening is we have a great battle between nationalism and globalism. It's in the academic level, it's in the intel agency level, it's in the media level, it's in the political level, it's in basically infiltrated every aspect of our society, and it needs to be routed out and taken out. It needs to have their bank accounts seized, they need to be arrested. It doesn't mean they have to be executed, but these people need to be permanently imprisoned. We need to make certain that they can't do the damage by their globalist actions. We're not just talking about proxies like George Soros, we're talking about Rothschilds and other major billionaire operatives that actually their plan on globalism involves major population reduction, like Bill Gates, now considered one of the richest individual men on Earth. But his policies are plainly eugenicide. And we have to start grasping that there's a grave danger to the entire planet, not just America. And Trumpism is a symptom here in America, but Trumpism-type things are happening in France with Marie Le Pen and happening in Italy, and they need a new leader. They need to have enough money to be able to fund getting a new leader, which Leo Zugami mentioned yesterday. We need to have the Romanians and the Germans and the Austrians and all these nations actually rise up. I mean, right after they criticized Donald Trump, because these people are so narcissistically arrogant, they can't face the fact that they're putting their country in danger. And of the 160,000 emigres to Sweden, only 500 have jobs. So the day after they criticized Trump and tried to say he said there was terrorism, terrorism happened. The day after, they said that Trump is crazy, why is he doing this? He's doing a great disservice. And then, of course, the maniacs in Islam decide, hey, let's do it. So I agree. Those three groups need to be dealt with. And the most important, believe it or not, are the globalists, the Satanists, the ones that want to bring man with dialectics of the left and right toward a chaos and a period of self-immolation and destruction, war, economic war, physical war, and eventually thermonuclear, scalar, and biological war. If we don't understand that, just dealing with our own local things here in America will not save us as America or the planet. We'll be back in hour two with Ann Morrison. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers,
Congress have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.